Today's daf is Yevamos daf Dalet. Today's daf is a little bit of a respite from drawing charts and relationships and things like that. This is a daf you could spend probably a year on. It's just the Shas topic after Shas topic on today's daf. It's the daf of Asei Docha Lo Sasei in Shas, even though it's obviously something that comes up in a lot of places in Shas, but this is one of the primary sugyas of Asei Docha Lo Sasei in today's daf and tomorrow's daf. We're also going to discuss the concept of being Dorish Smuchim in today's daf at length. We're going to talk about being Dorish Smuchim, juxtapositions of two psukim in the Torah, and whether we can learn anything from the juxtaposition of psukim, and how that may be different in the first four books of the Torah versus in Mishnah Torah. And then in the days, the Gemara is going to talk about the Isser of Shatnis and the Mitzvah of Tzitzis as it relates to whenever we say Beged, whether Semer Pishtim is included, are the only things included in Beged, or Beged can include more things. And that relates very much to Asei Docha Lo Sasei, because Shatnis and Tzitzis is the source of Asei Docha Lo Sasei, the Gemara is going to point out on top of Amud Aleph. So we get into a whole discussion on the base about Tzemer Pishtim its relation and how Tzemer Pishtim applies both by the Yisr of Shatnes and by the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. So let us begin. We are about 5-6 lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Time of the Kasav Rachman Aleha. So let's recall what we just did. The Gemara had said, how do we know that there is such an idea that one does not do yibum on an erva, that one doesn't do yibum on their daughter, on their wife's sister, on anyone that they're asked to, any of the 15 krovim that they're asked to? So we said that it's all learnt out from Chosishto, and it's all derived from the pasuk aleha by Chosishto. So that's the source of not doing yibum on an erva. So the Gemara says, okay, so that's where we see that you don't do yibum on an erva, because we have a gzeiras hakasav. The pasuk tells us not to do yibum on an erva. So the Gemara is being medayik now. Great, that's because we have a pasuk. But the assumption is that had we not had that pasuk, we would have naturally assumed that one is supposed to do yibum even on an erva, even on someone who is asur to him because it's a forbidden relationship. Time to kasur rachman aleha. Halavachi hava min achosi shami avemes. Sounds like had we not had this, then we would say achosi shami avemes, that you would be miyavim even someone who's an erva to you, even someone who's your wife's sister, you would have to do yibum. My time, oh, why would we make that assumption? Why would we think that one can do yibum on a wife's sister? Now again, maskan is we can't, because we have a gzeres hakasav that you can't. But why would there even be a hava amina that we can? Taminan asiyasei v'dachilos asei. The reason we would assume this is because we say that an asei is docha los asei. So the mitzvah asei of yibum, we would naturally assume, is docha the los asei of achos ishto. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me, not so, that you can't do yibum on achos ishto. Frak the Gemara Kasha, though, and this is a Kasha the Gemara is not going to answer, and even in today's daf, it goes on a long tangent before we get back to the answer to this question. Eimur darmina nosi ase bedochi los ase greda. When do we say asei is docha los asei? That's when it's a regular los asei. And asei is docha, a regular lav in the Torah. But what if the los asei is particularly severe? It's very chamur. It's in a los asei sheish bo kares. Where do we ever find that there even exists a concept of asei docha los asei by kares? That's the Gemara's kasha. That's what the Gemara is going to get to on tomorrow's daf. The Gemara is going to finally give a couple of answers to that question. But we're questioning what the assumption would have been had we not had the pasuk of Aleha to tell me not to do yibum on an erva. The assumption would have been, Asei Docha Lo Sasei tells me to do yibum even on someone who's a forbidden relationship because of Asei Docha Lo Sasei. The Gemara asks, but shouldn't we not say Asei Docha Lo Sasei by something that involves kares? Now the Rambam writes that a person is in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, that a person is not yotzei to the mitzvah Achilas Matzah when the matzah itself is an iser, when there's some sort of iser on the matzah. Shagas Aryeh proves that, goes to great lengths to try to show that the Rambam is incorrect, that any matzah that's aser belav, that's less than kares, from Yisra B'dei Shemayim, one could be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with it if he doesn't have another matzah, because the asay of matzah is docha, whatever los asay there might be on that matzah. If the matzah is aser for some other reason, we would say asay is docha, los asay. Tosas and Mesachs Kiddushin quotes from Yerushalmi that talks about this, and quotes from Machlokas Amoraim about this, whether a person can be Yotzei with matzah of Chadash. If a person doesn't have any other matzah, can they use matzah of Chadash? Rabbi Yona in the Yerushalmi says you can be Yotzei, because Asei Docha Lo Sasei, the mitzvah of matzah is Docha, the Yisra of Chadash, and Rabbi Yossi holds you can't be Yotzei, because we were mitzvah on matzah in Mitzrayim before Matan Torah, and the Asei Lufnei Adibor is not Docha Alos Asei Shela Achar Adibor. That's the rule. Even though Asei is generally Docha Alos Asei, but an Asei Shelufnei Adibor is not Docha Alos Asei Shela Achar Adibor. It's interesting to try to figure out why that should be so. Why should an Asei that predates Matan Torah, I would think that an Asei that predates Matan Torah is stronger than an Asei that only first came at Matan Torah. So you would think if a regular Asei is Docha Alos Asei, then an Asei that predates Matan Torah should for sure be Docha Alos Asei. So I think the Achronim explained that the assumption of Asei Docha Alos Asei based on Rabbi Nissim Gaon suggests that why is it that an Asei is Docha Alos Asei? So he says because when the Torah gives you the mitzvah, the Torah in the same system at the same moment that it's giving the mitzvah, it's giving the Avera. So it's Ki'ilu, the Torah saying that you do that this Avera doesn't apply b'makom mitzvah, that you would do this this mitzvah even when the Avera is present. That's the nature, that's all built in to the mitzvah. But if the mitzvah came before there was an Avera, so it's hard to say that built into the mitzvah is the violation of the Avera. There was no Avera at the time of the mitzvah. So probably you have to say something like that. But anyway, Shagas Aryeh points out that according to the Bavli, even though it's Machlokas in the Yerushalmi, whether the Asei of Matzah is Docha, the Los Asei of whatever Isser the Matzah might have, like Chadash, according to the Bavli, he says it's not a Machlokas. Even an Asei Shalifnei Adibor would be Docha Los Asei Shala Achar Adibor, he says, according to the Bavli. And everyone would agree Asei is Docha Los Asei, and therefore he says, if you have a matzah that's Aser, and that's your only matzah, we say Asei Docha Los Asei, you could be Mekayim Mitzvah of Matzah. So the Arsameach tries to be Miyashiv Lashitas HaRambam, and he says, according to the Bavli, Meikara, there's no discussion of the whole discussion of the Yerushalmi of a matzah of Chadash, because you don't find in all of Shas that an Asei Shalachila will be Docha Olav of Ma'achalos Hasuros, that you're allowed to take something that the mitzvah Asei of eating is going to be Docha an Isra of something that's not kosher, because it can't be that and here's the Yisod of the Arsamech. It says it can't be, and this is why I'm bringing all this up now, it can't be that an Asei that's Mutal on the Gavra, that's a din on the Gavra, that's a Chiyuv HaGavra, is going to be Docha an Isser on the Cheftza. A Chiyuv on the Gavra can't be Docha an Isser on the Cheftza. And any mitzvah sachila is not a mitzvah on the Cheftza, it's a mitzvah on the Gavra. Any Macholos Asuros is an Isser Cheftza, that the Macholos Asuros themselves are a Cheftza shel Isser. Whereby in Matzah, it's not a Cheftza shel mitzvah of Matzah, it's a Chiyuv on the Gavra to eat Matzah. So that's the rule. There's no din dechia unless it's a lav that's not on the cheftza or an asay that's not on the gavra. Like shviras etzem pesach, which is a breaking a bone in the korban pesach, is nidcha from the asay of achilas pesach, because they're both chal on the gavra, and even the Yerushalmi would be moded to that. Says the Or Sameach. It's just that the Yerushalmi disagrees with the Bavli in terms of the geder of Isra Chadash. What is Isra Chadash? Mm-hmm. The Gemara in Pesachim says that wherever it says lo yechel, it means even in Isra Hana. So Gemara in Pesachim Chav Gimel says b'Chadash it says lo yechel and it's mutar ba'ana. So Gemara says no, shiny Chadash, because the Torah is matir ba'ana from the fact that it says katsirchem. But the Yerushalmi gives a different answer. The Yerushalmi says shiny Chadash shekavu ba'akas of zman, that Chadash is different because there's a set time for it, which means that Chadash is fundamentally different than other Macholos Asuros. Other Macholos Asuros is an Isser Cheftza. It's just that a person has to wait until after the Avas HaOmer, and that's like an Isser Achila on Yom Kippur, where it's not an Isser Cheftza. I mean, Chadash, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi saying, is not an Isser Cheftza. It's an Isser Gavra. The Raya is that it's only Isser for a certain amount of time. It's like eating on Yom Kippur. Eating on Yom Kippur is not because the food is problematic, it's because you're not allowed to eat the food today. Just just wait another few hours, and then you're allowed to eat the food. Then Yom Kippur's over, you're allowed to eat the food. That's how the Yerushalmi understands Chadash. So says the Ar Sameach, the rule still stands. The rule is that a mitzvah that's on the Gavra is not going to be docha, a lav, an avera that's on the Cheftza. That's his yisod. So says the Ar Sameach, if that's the case, how would we even suggest that Aseh would be docha los Aseh bayibum? The Gemara is suggesting that had we not had the pasuk of Aleha, we would have said that you could say Aseh docha los Aseh, and you could do yibum on someone who's an erva. The lavin of Isurei Bia are chal on the guf ha'isha. She is the cheftza shel iser on the yavam. So how could her iser go away based on the mitzvah of yibum, which is mutal karkapta de gavra, which is a din in the gavra of the guy to do yibum? So the Ar Sameach suggests that the assay of the yavam is not only on the gavra; it's on the cheftz of the yavama. There's a chiv shatis yaveim lo, that there's a chiv that she have yibum done on her lahakim shem la'achid, and therefore it's a mitzvah that's chal begufa and it's docha the yisr in this case. So the Ar Sameach has several chidushim throughout the course of that piece in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, but that idea of the gavra versus the cheftza is certainly a very fascinating chidush, and his application to yavam is also a big chidush, that the mitzvah of yibum is not only in the gavra, but it's a mitzvah on her shetis yavim, that she has to have yibum done on her. That's actually a major discussion in the Achronim. Is does the woman have any sort of mitzvah of yibum at all? Is it only the man's mitzvah, or is it the woman's mitzvah on the Yavamer, Rabbi Kiveger, and the Hafla? We'll say it this way. The Tosfos Yom HaKippurim asks over here, the mitzvah Yibum L'chor is only on the Yavam, Yavama Yavo Aleh. So what are we suggesting? That he has a mitzvah Saseh, so let it be Docha L'lo Saseh of Erva, that they're not allowed to be with each other because she's a relative of his. But the Yisr of a relative is also on both relatives. It's his Yisr and her Yisr. But it's his mitzvah. So, and not hers. So only his mitzvah is going to be docha her lo saseh. Why should she participate? She should say, I'm not going to do this. Why would she participate? She's not getting any mitzvah out of it. That's the kasha tos Yom HaKippurim. The me'echi tesi that you're going to say that his mitzvah, granted it could be docha his iser, but how's it docha, how would it even be ola aladas as a havamina that it would be docha her iser? So that's what tos Yom HaKippurim says, that you see that any mitzvah saseh that a person needs to do with somebody else, it's docha the other person's lav also. Meaning there are certain mitzvos that you cannot do without somebody else. We were discussing a little bit last night in Tuesday Night Shir, Birchus Kohanim, very good example. There are certain mitzvos that you cannot do unless there's someone else that participates, even though it's not their mitzvah. So there's no mitzvah of the Yisrael, Pashtos, according to several Rishonim at least, of the Yisrael to be misbarech from the Kohanim. But Kohanim can't do the mitzvah of Birchus Kohanim unless there are Yisraelim there to receive the bracha, unless there are non-Kohanim to receive the bracha. So in a certain sense, they become a critical point to the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Puravu. A woman doesn't have a mitzvah of Puravu, only a man has a mitzvah of Puravu. But good luck to a man who wants to do mitzvah of Puravu without a woman. He needs a woman in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Puravu. So the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim suggests that whenever that's the role of the other party, that the mitzvah cannot be done without them, they're needed for the mitzvah, then the assay would be docha their lav. Even though it's not their assay, the assay would be docha their lav. Now, Rabbi Kiveger points out that this l'chora is a machlokas a couple of days in Tosos Maseches Gittin and Maseches Babas, it's Gittin Amal, and Babas, I think it's Daf Yud Gimel or so, where the Gemara discusses about a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin. You have someone who's half eved, half free man. So the halacha is machlokas b'sham b'silo, and this is one of the cases where chazu b'silo l'hodos k'divri b'shamai. And originally b'silo said, what do you do if he's half free, half eved? All right, so have him work for his master 3 days a week, have him work for himself 3 days a week. Comes along Beishamai, says, Tikantum is Atzmo, Tikantum is Rabbo. You figured out an Eitzah that the master who owns half of him will get 3 days of work out of him. But as Atzmo lo tikan, Nebuch, poor guy, he's not going to be able to get married. Lisa Shivcha in Oyachal, he's not going to be able to marry a Shivcha because he's half free man. Lisa Baschorin in Oyachal because he's half Evet. Nebuch, what do you do? So the Beishamai suggests what you have to do is Kofin as Rabbo. We force the master to free him, and then allow the master whatever half his value is worth. He'll work it off over time, and he'll pay back the master, and that way he'll be able to get married. So Tosfos asks, why is it aser for the chatzi ben chorin to marry a bas chorin? Let the mitzvah. What are we worried about? That he can't marry a free woman come because he's half Eved, let the mitzvah of Pruravu come and be docha the Isser of an Eved to marry a Bas Charin. It should be Asay docha los Asay, Tosos asks. So Tosos gives three terutzin. The last terutz they give is that the Asay of Pruravu is his mitzvah. It's not her mitzvah. So, yeah, from his perspective, he could just marry a Bas Charin, but good luck trying to convince a Bas Charin to marry him. It's only an Avera for her. There's no mitzvah for her involved. So that sounds like, not like this Yisod HaTos Yom HaKippurim. I mean, the Yisod HaTos Yom HaKippurim is that if she's needed for the mitzvah, his Asay could even be Docha, her love, even though it's not her mitzvah. This Teretz of Tosos assumes not that way. But Tosos gives other Terutzim as well. So the other Terutzim must be assuming that his Asay would not be Docha, her love, and then that's why, and that's therefore Lechorah Machlokas and Deos and Tosos. Rabbi Kiveger also in his Hagos on the Tosos Yom HaKippurim and Afla point out that they suggest different than Tosos Yom HaKippurim, that she does have a mitzvah in Yibum. That's the Shita Pnei Yeshua as well. Minchas Chinuch writes from the Lashon of the Rambam in the Chinuch, it sounds like there's no mitzvah on the Yavama, that it's only a mitzvah on the Yavam. Minchas Chinuch says the Teretz of the Tosos Yom HaKippurim's Kasha is that the Yavamos what does he say? I don't remember exactly what he says. Okay, but that's the question. Tosos Yom HaKippurim has this kasha, and how you answer that kasha is a critical issue in Yavamos in general. Is there a mitzvah on the Yavama to be misyavemis? Is that something that is a critical thing for the Yavama to be misyavemis from the Yavam? So he said, okay, even if you're going to say Asay Docha Los Asay, that's only by regular Los Asay. But a Los Asay Sheish Bakares, who's to say that we would ever say Asay Docha Los Asay by a Los Asay Sheish Bakares? Tosav here asks, what do you mean? In Tamar, Amay Lo Yalfinu Delitchi Maisa Deivum Delitchi Me Asay Deivum Dedachi Los Asay Dekares Deshazach. The very mitzvah of Yibum should show you that an Asay is Docha Los Asay Sheish Bakares. Because what happens every time a person is doing Yibum? He's marrying his brother's wife, and Eisha Zachiv is an Isser Kares. So we apparently say that the mitzvah of Yibum is Docha the Isser Kares of Eisha Zachiv. So that's it. There should be your source, that an Asay is Docha Los Asay Sheish Bakares. The fact that the Torah gives you a mitzvah of Yibum and expects you to do it. If you're going to do the mitzvah of Yibum, obviously you're being Docha an Isser Kares. That's a kash of Tosos on Amud Aleph. This Tosos goes over to Amud Aleph. Tosos quotes from the Ri that May Eisha Zach Lomatsi Lomelech Bialma Delitchi Asay Los No, you can't learn out from Eish HaSach. Eish HaSach is different because it's mitzvaso bekach. That's the very nature of the mitzvah. You can't do Yibum any other way. The only way for the mitzvah of Yibum to ever work is if you're violating this the Isser of Eish HaSach. But that's not going to tell us about other mitzvos where they have other fulfillments. There are other ways to fulfill the mitzvah outside of the context of violating Isser Kares, that we would still say the Asay is Docha, the Isser Kares. Meaning, let's say your brother happens to be married to your daughter or married to your sister or something like that. So you can't say that. So in that situation, Yibum could still work, even if Yibum is not going to apply when he's married to your sister. Yibum will still be a mitzvah. I mean, Yibum would still make sense when he's not married to your sister, when he's not married to your daughter, when he's married to someone else. But Yibum can't make sense if you're not going to apply Yibum to your brother's wife, because that's the only case where there is Yibum. So that's Tosus's Teretz. Now the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam says something that sounds very different from Tosus, but may actually be the same as what Tosus is saying. The Ramban writes that when the Torah gives the mitzvah of Yibum, it's not that the Asay is being Docha, the Los Asay. It's not what we would call Dechuya. That's what we call Hutra, that there is no Isser of Eish HaSach b'makom Yibum. It becomes totally mutter. Asay Docha Los Asay doesn't mean that it's totally mutter. It means that we push away the Los Asay in favor of the Asay. But by Yibum, the Isser of Eish HaSach is Hutra Legamri, meaning the Torah never asered Eish HaSachiv without Yibum. Says the Ramban, it's ki'ilu the Torah said Ervas Eishas Achicha Lo Segaleh Shalob B'makom Yibum. It's as if the Torah included all that in the Yisr. That the Yisr is to sleep with your brother's wife when it's not B'makom Yibum. But when it's B'makom Yibum, then the whole Yisr doesn't apply. That's what the Ramban says, that it's totally Hutra. So Min Chaschinuch in Mitzvah Eish Samach Dalid says that that's exactly what Tosfos means over here. When he says Mitzvaso B'kach, he's saying that it's Hutra. That that's the nature of Yibum, that it's Mitzvaso B'kach, that it becomes totally Mutter. The Yisr of Eish Sach is simply a non-issue when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibum. Okay, so says the Gemara further, Vesu, we're still not on to today's daf yet, Vesu, lo saseh greidu minalan d'dachi. And where do we even know this idea that saseh is docha regular lo saseh? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says lo sil b'shatnis, and then a few words later it says gedilim tasalucha, that it says a person is not supposed to wear shatnis, then a couple of words later it says that a person should wear tzitzis. V'am Reb Lazar, smuch min ha-torah minayin, and Reb Lazar says, so you see that the aseh of tzitzis is docha the lo saseh of shatnes. That's how we see Aseh is Dochalos Aseh. The mitzvah Aseh of Tzitzis is Dochalos Aseh of Shatnes. You're allowed to have Shatnes in your Tzitzis. You have a linen beged, you're allowed to put wool Tzitzis on it. Tcheles has to be wool, so it's the only way. So you have to create Shatnes. V'am Reb Lazar, Smuchim in HaTorah Minayin, and Reb Lazar says, where do we see the concept of Smuchim, to be Doresh Smuchim from the Torah? Shenemar, Smuchim La'ad Li'olam Asuyim Be'emes V'yashar. That pasuk teaches us that there's a concept called Smuchim. V'am Reb Sheshes, Am Reb Lazar, Mishum Reb Lazar min Azariah, Minayin Li'Yivama Shenaflo V'nei Mukesh. Actually, before we get to V'am Reb Sheshes, a couple of things to discuss over here. The general concept of Aseh Dochalos Aseh, the makar is from this drasha of Gedilim Tasalcha and Losil B'Shatnes. The makar is that we have such a drasha, but the Rishonim try to give a reason, try to give logic. Why would it be that Aseh is Dochalos Aseh? Rav Nissim Gon in Shabbos Kuflam Gimel Amin Aleph, I mentioned before, says that a lot of people ask, it doesn't make sense, that an assay, what's more severe, an assay or a los assay? When one violates an assay, one fails to do a mitzvah assay, what's the onesh? Nothing. There's probably up in Shemayim, somebody's getting punished, but there's not going to be any, there's no onesh in Bezin Shalmata. What's the onesh for violating a los assay? At least Malkus. So a person, a los assay seems to be a much more severe thing than an assay. So why should it be that assay overpowers los assay, if los assay is more severe? Says Rabbi Nissim Gon, the Torah says Losil B'Shatnes, and then adds a Tanai of Gedilim Tasa to tell you that the whole Isra of Levishas Klayim is only said Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah Tzitzis. But B'Makom Mitzvah Tzitzis, the Isra was never given. Meaning, the Isra doesn't exist. It's as if there was a Tanai built into the Isra. The same Torah that's giving you the Mitzvah is giving you the Isra. That's the Torah telling you that this Isra doesn't, it's Ki'ilu, the Torah said, Losil B'Shatnes, unless you're also doing the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. That's what Rabbi Nissim Gon understands, mentioned before. The Marik disagrees. He says, it doesn't sound like that. The words asei, doche, los asei, certainly don't sound like that the los asei doesn't exist b'makom the mitzvah. And also, if that were the case, why should there be any chilik between a regular los asei and a los asei sheish bakares? Meaning, if the whole idea is that it's understood that the los asei just doesn't apply b'makom mitzvah, so because it was all given in the same Torah, so the los asei sheish bakares should be exactly the same. The Ramban has the more famous formulation of why it is that Aseh is Dochalos Aseh. The Ramban writes that a mitzvah Aseh emerges from Midas Ha'ava, that a person has Ahavas Hashem, and the way he expresses his Ahavas Hashem is by doing mitzvah Aseh. Mitzvah Los Aseh, when a person refrains from doing that which is Aser, that's not a function of Ahava, that's a function of Yiras Hashem, that someone you're afraid of says, don't do something, so you don't do it. What's a greater Midah, Av or Yira, says the Ramban? Clearly, Avas Hashem is a higher Madrega than Yiras Hashem. So Aseh is going to be Dochalos Aseh. But it also makes sense that why is it more severe to be Mevatel Alos Aseh than to be Mevatel in Aseh? Because if you're Mevatel in Aseh, so you're not showing that higher Madrega of Avas Hashem. If you're Mevatel Alos Aseh, it's much worse because you're showing that you don't even have Yiras Hashem when one is Mevatel Alos Aseh. So of course there's going to be a bigger Onesh on a violation of Alos Aseh than there is on a violation of an Aseh. But when it comes to a Kiyuma Aseh, the Kiyuma Aseh is a fulfillment of Ava, and that's greater, that's more important than fulfilling Yira. Ava is greater than Yira. That's what the Ramban adds. That's why we have such a klal that Ein Aseh Dochalos Aseh Shebemigdash. In the base of Migdash, we don't say Aseh Dochalos Aseh. Why not? Because in the Migdash, as much as Ava in general is a higher Madrega than Yira is in general, general, but ein asei doch los shem mikdash, because in the mikdash there's a heightened emphasis on yira es mikdashai tira'u, that there has to be mora mikdash. Since there's a heightened emphasis on yira in the mikdash yira trumps ava. That's the Ramban's presentation of why it is that asei is doch los asei in general, and why in the mikdash it might be different. In the Sefer Tosfos Yom Kippurim, he's not sure if you have a cholish yesh bo sakana that needs to be fed something to keep him alive. And the halacha is if you have to feed him a cholish asuris, you give him the lesser iser first. If he can survive on an iser drabar, you don't give him an iser daraisa. What if one thing you give him is an iser asay and the other one is an iser los asay? What should you give him first? So he says, well, av is a greater level than yira, asay is docha los asay, so better to give him the los asay before you give him the asay. And all the acharim jump all over that. That way, that makes absolutely no sense according to the Ramban. Meaning, no, a bittel of an asay is much better than being mevatel a los asay. Over here, you're having him eat something. It's a bittel. It's not about the kiyum. It's only the kiyum asay that's mevatel the los asay. Okay, right through the Gemara. Vamar of sheishas amar blazer mishum blazer and azaria minayin liyavama. How do we know that if Yavama is nafal fnei mukashchin, that she is facing the possibility of having to do yibum with someone who's a mukashchin, that we don't close her mouth from saying tainas, meaning we let her taina that she doesn't want to do this, that she's not interested, and therefore we'll force him to do chalitza. So you see that it's a smichus, we darshan the smuchim, that it says losachsum and kiyeshvach miyachtav, that mitzvah of yibum. So we see that we don't close off the woman's tainas when it comes to yibum. Tosfos of here writes that we see that gzereshava is a better limud than smichus. So if you can learn something from smichus and you can learn the opposite from gzereshava, we would go to gzereshava over smichus. And his raya is that in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yosef Aglili darshans from gzereshava that a mechashef is chayef sayif, and Rabbi Akiva darshans from another gzereshava that a mechashef is chayef skila, and he doesn't darshan from smuchim like Ben Azai darshans. So it can't be that Rabbi Akiva argues on every smuchim in Shas and every drash of smuchim. No, what Rabbi Akiva is saying is I'm not interested in darshaning smuchim because I don't need to darshan smuchim. I could this is going to be Ben Azai. We're not up to it yet in the Gemara, but Ben Azai is going to darshan from smuchim that mechashef alos chaya that it's beskila. So the reason Rabbi Akiva doesn't want to darshan is not because he rejects the concept of smuchim, but it's because he holds that a gzereshav is a more powerful drasha than the drasha of smuchim. Let's see it inside. Rabbi Yosef filuman de lo darish smuchim bialma b'mishnah Torah darish. Even people who generally are not darish smuchim would darshan smuchim in Sefer Dvarim. Rabbi Yehuda bialma lo darish b'mishnah Torah darish, because Rabbi Yehuda is an example of someone who in general is not darish smuchim, but yet when it comes to mishnah Torah, when it comes to Sefer Dvarim, he is darish smuchim. Ubi alma minala and deladarish. Where do we find that Rabbi Yehuda is not dorish smuchim in general? Titania, we have a brisa. Ben Azai Omer, nemar mechashef alos chayev and nemar kol shochev and behema mosimas. Samchu in yinlo, that we apparently have a smichus, we juxtapose the isra of mechashefa with the isra of being shochev and behema of bestiality. So ma shochev and behema beskila, af mechashefa beskila. Just like someone who sleeps with an animal is chayev skila, so to mechashefa is chayev skila. We learn the onesh from smuchim. Amr le Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda says, v'chi mepnesha, samchu in yinlo, no tzizel l'skila? What? Just because of smuchim, we're going to give the person skila? No, that's not how we know that a mechashef is chayef skila. You wouldn't learn it from smuchim alone. That doesn't make sense. Now, the Ella ovi yedoni, b'chal mechashefim hayu, rather, ovi and yedoni are examples of types of kishuf. V'lama yatu, so why does the Torah have to specify and single out ovi yedoni as people who are also chayiv skila? Lahakish lechem, it's to tell you that all kishuf is just like ovi yedoni. V'lama lechem, to tell you, ma ovi yedoni b'skila, af machshefa b'skila, that just like ovi and yedoni are chayiv skila, so machshefa is chayiv skila as well. That's the limud that there's that is chayiv skila. It's not from smichus. It's from the fact that the Torah singles out Ovi Yadoni. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that we wouldn't darshan smichus. Now, Tosfos raises the question that Rabbi Yehuda does darshan smuchim in Maseches Kiddushin, in Daf Nun Gimel Maseches Kiddushin, when it comes to a different issue about being Mechalei Kachim Kalim, that he does darshan smuchim. So Tosfos has a few ways of dealing with it. He says maybe over there it's not a drush of smuchim, it's the fact that there's a vav achibur, there's a vav that connects the two inyanim, and that's where he's darshaning the extra vav, or maybe over there it's mufna, there's nothing else to darshan from it. So that's that has to be dealt with. But the bottom line is, our Gemara shows that Rabbi Yehuda in general is not Doresh Smuchim, Ben Azai is Doresh Smuchim. So that's what Tosfos Raya is, that even though Rabbi Akiva learns that from a different Gzeirah Shava, that Machshefa is Chayiv Skila, it's not that he rejects the entire concept of being Doresh Smuchim, he just thinks that Gzeirah Shava is a better limud than smuchim would be. There is a machlokas tanaim in Maseches Menachos Daf Mem Gimel whether women are chayiv in tzitzis. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's a mitzvah shazman grama because Laila is lav zman tzitzis, and therefore women are patur from tzitzis. According to the Chachamim, Laila is man tzitzis, person is chayiv in tzitzis at night, and therefore women are chayavos in tzitzis. So Tosfos raises the question: why don't we learn from the smichus that women should be chayiv in tzitzis? It's Tosfos over here, the chsiv lasilba in Dibur Maskel Duchsiv. Why don't we say from the smichus that women should be chayiv in tzitzis, same way the rasher and klayim? I mean, how do we learn asay dochalos asay? Because Klayim and tzitzis are mentioned right next to each other, so you see that you could do tzitzis even if it's a violation of klayim. Well, shouldn't we that same smichus also teach us that whoever is included in the isser of klayim is included in the mitzvah of tzitzis, and women are included in the isser of klayim certainly, so we should say that they're included in the mitzvah of tzitzis as well. So Tosfos answers that the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Hey darshins that women are pater from mitzvah shazman grama from a hekish where we are makish all mitzvahs to tefillin. That tefillin is that just like the patur from tefillin, the patur from all other mitzvah shazman grama. You have to look there in the Gemara why it is that the patur from tefillin, but they are patur from tefillin. So the patur from all other mitzvah shazman grama. It says Tosfos, and again this relates to what we were just talking about, that when you have the option of learning smichus in one direction or learning hekish in another direction, hekish is a more powerful limud than smichus. Meaning, we often think that the yud gimel midah shatorim drashas ben, and they're all created equal. That there are multiple ways to derive Torah shabal peh, that to learn out Torah shabal peh from Torah shabuksav, and they're all pretty much the same. They all have the same kalach. Tosfos says over here a couple of times, not so. That's not the case. Gzer shava, hekish, these are all midah shatorim drashas ben, but smuchim is also midah shatorim drashas ben, and nevertheless, some are more powerful than others. Agzer Shava and Hekish are more powerful than the concept of smichus, even if in general you are Doresh Smuchim. But the Gemara said, again going back to our discussion over here, that Rabbi Yehuda in general is not Doresh Smuchim, but in Mishnah Torah and Sefer Tevarim he is Doresh Smuchim. Ask the Gemara, but Mishnah Torah be Nalan de Doresh. Where do we find that you're Doresh Smuchim in Mishnah Torah? How do we know that that's so? The Tanan, because we learned in the Mishnah, Nosi Adam Anusas Aviv, Mufutas Aviv, Anusas Beno, Mufutas Beno. A person, although he's not allowed to marry his father's wife, he's someone who's married to his father, he's allowed to marry someone that his father had taken advantage of, that his father was ma'anis or mefata, or that his son was ma'anis or mefata. Rabbi Yehuda oser banusas aviv mefutas aviv. Rabbi Yehuda says no, an anusas aviv mefutas aviv, a guy is not allowed to marry. Vamar of Gidol Amrav, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that way? Dechsev lo yikach ish es eishas aviv, lo yigale pnaf aviv. Knaf shara aviv lo yigale. He says, what's that extra phrase? Lo yigale knaf aviv. Already says he's not allowed to marry your father's wife. Now it's telling us that anyone that his father was intimate with, even if it was in the context outside of marriage, it was in the context of being mefata her, or is in the context of an onus rachman of the son, still he has an iser. He's not allowed to be with that woman. How do I know it's talking about an anusa? Because the pasuk right before it spoke about ones. So since it goes straight from the pasuk of ones into the pasuk of not sleeping with your father's wife or lo yigala kanaf aviv, so we see that it's about anusas aviv, that one is not allowed to be with anusas aviv. And right away it goes right into lo yikachish eishas aviv. Rabbanan would respond, no, one is allowed to marry anusas aviv. Listen, if it was actually actually smuchin, and the two phrases about ones and about lo yigal kanaf aviv were mamish right next to each other, then you'd be right. But now that it happens to not be samuch, and in the parentheses, the chesiv liyikach ishasheshes of bein time, because in between talking about lo yigal kanaf aviv, it first mentions the father's wife. So b'shomer is yavam akas medaber. We have the right to assume that it's not talking about a father's if a father was ma'anis a girl or a father's mafater. Rather, we're talking about the shomer is yavam of a father. That's what lo yigal kanaf aviv means. That if a guy's uncle dies without any children. And now the uncle's wife is zakuk to the father for yibum. There's a separate iser to not sleep with that woman with the shomeres yavam. Aye, but she's already asur because she's a shomeres yavam of somebody. Meaning, anytime any woman's a shomeres yavam of anyone in the world, there's a zika between her and she's asur l'shuk. You're not allowed to marry her. So v'lavr lav b'shnei lavin. It's just coming to tell us that there's a separate love, that there are two lavin. There are actually three lavin because she's also your uncle's wife. You're not allowed to marry your uncle's wife either. So it's your uncle's wife. It's Eishes Achi Aviv. It's Yevamas Aviv, and it's Yevam Lashuk. So it's actually three lavin, but it's just piling on the lavin. So the Mishnah Torah, my time of the Darish. Why is it that we're Darish Smuchim in Mishnah Torah? Says there are two general possibilities. Iba Yseima Mishum Demuchach, Iba Yseima Mishum Demufni. Either it's because in the rest of Chumash, things were being taught to us as they were being given. So the fact that something is placed somewhere in Chumash could just be that the Torah put it as it was describing the events surrounding it. But when it comes to, or it's topical or whatever, but when it comes to Mishnah Torah, things were placed, nothing was happening as Mishnah Torah is a review of everything. So the order that the review was placed is indicative of an order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka wanted us to pay attention to. So that's what it means that it's Muchach. The other possibility is that it's mufna, which means that it's open for drashos. So the Gemara explains what that means. Either the fact that it's muchach means why isn't this written together with the other arayos must tell me that it's trying to dafka juxtapose it with what it's juxtaposed to teach us a din. Mufna would mean that it's extra, that it's unnecessary. It already says not to sleep with your father's wife. Why would it have to add that extra phrase, lo yigala knaf aviv? It must be that that's dafka there to make it something that's open for another drasha. V'gabei tzitzis nami, and by tzitzis also we say the same thing. Why is it that we're able to be dorish the smuchim of tzitzis to shatnis, either because it's muchach or because it's mufna? How so? Ibai say mishum to muchach. If it's the way that we would say it's muchach is that if it were not muchach, let it just say it by the parsha of tzitzis. Why is it that it's dafka by the parsha of shatnis that it's mentioned? Meaning that if it's true that the Torah is not writing these parshios together to darshan smuchim, it's not about the smuchim, then the Torah should have written gedilim tasalcha by parsha shlach. Parsha shlach is where you have the third parsha of kriyashma. That's the parsha of tzitzis. That's where gedilim tasalcha should appear. Why is it that it's written shalobi mekom? It's written out of place. It's written right next to the parsha of klayim. It must be to tell us to darshan the smuchim and to tell us that klayim are mutter b'tzitzis. V'ibay say mishum demufna. Or the other possibility is that it's extra. The din of klayim is totally extra because michti ksiv already says ubegir klayim shatnis lo yala alecha. Then lo silba shatnis lamali. Why does it have to add lo silba shatnis? They're not allowed to wear shatnis. Shema min alafnu yei. It must be that it's an extra pasuk, and the extra pasuk comes to teach me that shatnis in general is aser, but there's no issur of shatnis when it comes to tzitzis. Frek the Gemara. Wait a second. Is it really mufna? Hani mitzrach. We need these parshios of shatnis, both parshios of shatnis to be mitzrach srichi. We need both of them to be written in the Torah. It's not extra at all. Why? De'ikas brachmana, had the pasuk only said lo yale alecha, which we said was halah bialma, just to put on shatnis, have mina kol derech halah as brachmana, I would have said that the Torah asks even putting on the shatnis on a person's guf Vafilu machrik sus, even if you're not putting it on for hanas levisha, you're putting it on because you're trying to sell clothing, and it's easier to schlep it around if you wear 500 shirts instead of having to schlep around the suitcase full of 500 shirts. So you put them all on one after the other. So I might think that that's also included in the Yisra of Shatnes. That's why Kasar Rachmana lo silba Shatnes. That's why the pasuk specifically says that it's an Yisra of Levisha. Dumya de Levisha dispehana. That's it. Has to be only in a way that you're getting hanas Levisha that there's an Yisra of Shatnes. Vikas Rachmana lo silba shava amina davka Levisha dunafish haniyasa. Aval Allah, Allah. And if it only would have said lo silba, I would say only if you're actually wearing it in a normal derech Levisha where there is a great sense of hana. But to just put it over you, even though you are getting hana'a from it, I would think the Torah doesn't answer it. Because Rachmana lo yala alecha. That's why the Torah says lo yala, that you're not allowed to put it on you either. So there is no extra, meaning you're not allowed to use it as a blanket, even though you're not actually being lovish it when you wear it as a blanket. You have to have some hana'a from it, because that's what we learn from the silbash, but the Isra applies even on hala alone, even to use shatness as a blanket. So how can you tell me that one of these psukim is mufna? We need both of these psukim. Answers the Gemara, Im Kain. Now, if it were true that the smichus was not there to be darshan, and it's only telling me that halah is asr when it's derech levisha, lichtov rachmana lo silba shatnes, semru pishtim lamali. Let it just say, don't wear shatnes. Why does it have to specify again, semru pishtim? So it can't be that it's coming to teach us that shatnes is asr b'levisha v'halah is only from semru pishtim, because michti, kasav beggar klaim shatnes lo yala lecha, v'tam debe rabbi shmal, hol v'nemru b'torah, stop. That since whenever the Torah says beged, and there's one place where the Torah uses the term beged, and it specifies what a beged means, specifically when it talks about sara'as of a beged, by nige begadim it says, Semer pishtim. It says a beged kiyebo neged saras beveged semer or beveged pishtim. So we specifically define the term beged means semer pishtim. I've called semer pishtim. We'd automatically know that whenever the term beged is used, it always means semer pishtim. So semer pishtim to kasser rachman alamali. Why does it have to use the term semer pishtim again by shatnes? Shmamina alafnuye. That's what makes it mufna. That's what makes it extra. And that's why we can darshan the asay do chalos asay of tzitzis over shatnes, because it is an extra pasuk about shatnes. It never had to say semer pishtim. Frak the Gemara, but wait, vakati yitzrich. No, we still needed to say by shatnes that it's an isra of semer pishtim, because salka daita chamina. I would have thought halah he delo nafesh hana asa, that when it comes to halah, like using it as a blanket where you're not getting so much hana, that's where we say that it's only asr if you mix semer pishtim. Aval levisha de nafesh hana asa, but when you're actually wearing it, when you're actually wearing it as normal clothing, kol trei mini asr achman. I would think that any two minim are asr. If you wear cotton and polyester, that it's asr. If you wear any two minim, it would be asr. Maybe that's why I need semer pishtim to say that. No, the isra of shatnes, no matter whether it's halal, levisha, whatever, it's always only semer pishtim. So we're back to the problem that semer pishtim is not extra. How can we learn? Say dochalosa. Say you don't have anything that's mufna. You don't have anything that's open and that's not being used already in the psukim about shatnes. Says Mar Imke. No, if that's what it's coming to teach me, lishto kramine. The pasuk doesn't have to say it. V'tesi shatnes me Allah. And I would learn out shatnes from halah to levisha. So meaning I never would have had a havamina that it applies to other types of minim besides for tzemer pishtim. If by a halah it's only tzemer pishtim, by levisha it would also be tzemer pishtim. So now the Gemara asks, according to Tanu Bei Rishmal, we can learn the heter of klayim betzitzis even without the smuchim. Well, Tanu Bei Rabbi Shmuel, according to Tanu Bei Rabbi Shmuel, that whenever the Torah says beged, it always means tzemer pishtim. Time to cause Rachman at Samur Pishtim. Halav achi, it's only the reason that we're matir klein betzitzis, it's only because it says Samur Pishtim. But without that special extra phrase in the Torah, klein betzitzis hava amina da asur Rachmana, I would assume that the Torah asks without the Yisur of Samur Pishtim, it wouldn't have been open to teach us the smuchin, and therefore it's asring klein betzitzis, vaksiv. Meaning it's asring even klayim when you have tzitzis. That's what we would have assumed. But v'ksiv v'asulam tzitzis al kanfei b'gdayim u'tanzber v'shmol kol begadim semru pishtim kol begadim semru pishtim heim amrachmana avadei tcheles umrahu He says, according to Tanya ben Rabbi Shmuel, automatically it has to be matir klayim and tzitzis, because the Torah says that you have mitzvah of tzitzis, and the Torah says you have to put tchelis on the tzitzis. And where do you have mitzvah of tzitzis? On a beged. And what's a beged? A beged is either tzemer or pishtim. So it's telling me that if you have a linen beged, you have a chiyuv of tzitzis. But guess what? The only kind of tzitzis you're allowed to use if you have tchelis is wool. So by definition, you're allowing shatnis and tzitzis. Says Mara, my did tchelis amrahu. How do you know that tchelis actually is wool? Midashesh kitana, from the fact that sheish is pishtan, tcheles amrahu. It must be that the tcheles that the Torah says is wool, because if it's the same thing as sheish, then if the one min is sheish and that's pishtan, it sounds like the other minim are tsemer. So whenever the Torah says tcheles, it always means by definition tsemer. So that's the kasha. Why do I even need the smuchim according to Tanna ben Rabbi Shmuel? It's automatically built in tzitzis. So itzrich. No, we need the smuchim. Sal kadai techamina the Rava, the Rami, Rava, the Rava, Rami. I were might have thought like Rava said, because Rava asked Stira, Ksiv Haknaf Min Kanaf. It says Haknaf, and we learn that you have to make the strings the same as the beged. Ksiv Uksiv, and it also says Semru Pishtim, that you're not allowed to wear shatnis. Haketzad Semru Pishtim Potrim. If you have tzemer pishtim, they would pater beged, whether it's the same type of beged or a different type of beged. Sharminin, but other types of material, b'minan potrin, shalob b'minan ein potrin. Would a pater b'minan would not be pater shalob b'minan. So based on that diuk of Rava, we would have said that the Torah would never say to put tzemer of tcheles, to put tcheles, which is tzemer, unless the beged was also tzemer. When the beged is pishtim, you would think that you don't have to put tcheles, which is tzemer, in it, because klayim is asr and tzitzis. That's why I need the smichas to tell me that klayim is taka mutter and tzitzis. Okay, but as Hashem will pick up from Vahatan the very Shmuel tomorrow. Oh, yeah.